Hey, I'm Bob Runkle, and for as long as I can remember, I've loved pop culture. Despite the challenges I've faced in my life, pop culture has always been there for me. I love talking to people and being a platform for others to share their thoughts, stories. Because if there's one thing I never get tired of, it's seeing driven, talented, and inspiring individuals follow their dreams, no matter what obstacles are in their way. And I know a thing or two about that. Welcome to the DJ Bob Show. I'm DJ Bob. Roll it. Today, Dream Street's self-titled album was released in stores, and what better way to celebrate the iconic album, well, at least in my eyes, with one of the members of the boy band, Greg Raposo. It's a real short and sweet chat, but I enjoyed my time with Greg. He's always been kind to me, so let's get into it. So, for those that don't know you, could you kind of give a little bit of an elevator pitch of who you are and what you've done over the years?
Sure. My name is Greg Raposo, and I've done a whole lot of different things, but you're probably most interested in knowing about my music career, which started when I was 9 years old, and I'm still rocking out to this day. I'm almost 39 years old, so I'll soon be able to say I've been doing it for 30 years. And I'm most notably remembered for being a member of the boy band Dream Street from the late 90s, early 2000s. It was a very quick 2-3 year stint, but it was pretty great and awesome, and I find that 20 plus years later, people still want to hear about it, and I'm happy to talk about it. And we actually just did a song that is being released. The group's name is Dream Street, and I've done a lot of solo artist work on my own post Dream Street, and I write my own music, and I have a few different projects that I'm in, but primarily I have a project called City Country, and that is in a partnership with other songwriters, and we work out of Nashville primarily, but I can still work pretty out of, I've got songs I've done from LA, I have people in New York where I'm from, so we do all kinds of stuff, and that's more songwriting, publishing, and music producing. So that's just in that nutshell. I got a whole tree of nuts in my life.
Nice.
But yeah, tell me, what do you want to know about?
So the day we're releasing this is kind of planned because I wanted to release it on the anniversary of the first Dream Street album being released. So what are your memories of that summer? Because that was a whirlwind for you guys.
Sure, I'll tell you the truth. Every summer had a song.
And, of course, come on.
You like that? You like it? You picked it. You got it. They all blend in so many ways, to be honest with you. So you remember that song was released on the, you know, on that date and on that summer way better than I do.
Yeah, but the first Dream Street album was everywhere. Like, because before that, you guys were just on soundtracks and you had one single, but then you had a whole body of work out that people couldn't digest. So,
yeah. So that, you know, that body of work was recreated. You know, being that we were so short-lived, from the start, we were working. That was like the very first music that we started working on. And so by the time it was released, we had already been working on it for over a year. So it didn't even feel like it was this crazy new material. It was the only material. It was the material. And so, yeah, I kind of remember it more of a start to finish experience. When the album specifically came out, we were also on different labels. So I can't tell you that I have like a very specific memory of the moment that it came out. But it did well. I mean, it was, I got a gold album up on my wall.
Shockingly enough, me too. I have one here. The founder of Radio Disney actually gifted me hers.
No, what?
So I have one too.
That's so cool. So, yeah. You know, I got a nice piece of art from it.
It's nice.
It is. Yeah, it looks cool.
So the other thing that I kind of wanted to bring up was when Dream Street was hot, you guys were unstoppable. You guys were everywhere. Was that ever like a weight of all that? Like you had to live up to some kind of standard or anything like that?
No, we were too young. And it was too short-lived for us to have, you know, gotten to a point where it felt like there was that sort of pressure or even like anything was old. It was all still so fresh, still so new to us and exciting. So, you know, like even an experience of like going to the mall and having to leave because of starting pandemonium, like that was so like exciting and funny and fun and cool, unlike I'm sure, you know, many years of that, like some people have to live through, could be, you know, super frustrating and annoying and quite honestly horrible. But I, you know, I didn't have that. I wasn't doing it long enough to have, you know, made it feel like that.
So, flipping the script, you've done a lot of stuff in your career, whether it be music, whether it be opening a restaurant, whether it be doing all these things. So, what is the hardest part for you about being a creative person and flexing their creative muscles, no matter what area it may be in?
So, that's actually the easiest part for me, to be honest. Creative is a very natural thing that just happens. I think it's a part of, you know, who creative people are, and it's actually the non-creative parts of it all that are the real struggle and take, you know, all the effort. And then just time, to be honest, is probably the biggest enemy, the biggest challenge, because there's just not enough of it. And, you know, being that I do a lot of things, I primarily work in real estate, actually. And so that's where 70% of my time is spent. And then I'm a father of four, and that is the most important job that I have. And so that's where really my priorities lay. And then music is such a part of who I am that I can't not. Aren't you getting off here? I can't not do it. And I'm so happy that I still make the time for it. It's not something I have the time for. It's something I make the time for. And yeah, it's great. I think it's a very important thing. There's a lesson there, you know, for anyone listening is, you know, I know a lot of people can relate to not having enough time. But, you know, making time is very important.
The difficult part for me about being a creative person plus having a disability is being put into a specific box or being told, oh, it's so good that you do this despite your disability. I would do it anyway, regardless. So it's a lot of proving yourself, and I've been doing this for over 13 years now. So
That's awesome, man. God bless you.
So it's, but when people think it's the disability is the reason why I do it or why it started, it's kind of like, okay, but I have this talent and I would have it regardless.
Course. Listen, you do what you love, and I one of the things that someone said to me is, and maybe you've heard, is it's not about trying to get somewhere, it's about enjoying the journey. And if you love doing it, it's not about, trying to have the biggest podcast with a million gajillion listeners. It's about you love getting on the mic and speaking your mind and being creative. And as long as you're doing that and you're enjoying doing it, then that's the most success you can have. Because I'm sure there's a ton of people out there who are doing things you would think make them super successful, and they hate doing it. And in my opinion, that's the very opposite of being a successful person.
So, when it comes to success, when did you know that Dream Street was not only successful at the time, but Dream Street was this thing that people remembered. Like, when did you realize that it was, oh, people really latched onto this thing, even though it was a short time?
I honestly felt that what made us so impactful wasn't even so much what we were doing, but what the band were doing in terms of their community and being close and, coming to every show and waiting for hours and hours on these lines. It is incredible. And to this day, even being in touch with many of them and hearing how so and so is the bridesmaids of so and so, and they're having babies together, and their kids are now Dream Street fans, and that's where I knew we were successful and impactful. It was the people that were a part of the community that, I knew it was more than just a boy band too. And so I guess that's probably where I felt that, but not, actually quite the opposite in terms of me thinking that people would still like remember me from that 20 plus years later. Like, I always, to be honest with you, imagine I'd be remembered for a ton of other things. And maybe one day I still will be, but the fact that 20 plus years later, people do still say, "Are you the guy from Dream Street?" Or I'll get stopped to take a picture, or like, just, I get a kick out of it, because again, it's not something that happens every time. But
You're just
I'm
throwing
killing it. I'm killing it
that
tonight.
out there.
But that's what I think.
So, when I have these conversations, I kind of like to turn the tables. Do you have any questions for me about what I do? Like, we've stayed in touch through the years, but is there anything you'd like to know?
I like to know what has been your most favorite interview.
And that there's been so many because I've been
But
doing
who's
this.
like, so when you're talking about it and you're like, what's your go-to story of like, either craziest moment or just most inspiring moment, or like
Well,
your favorite go-to?
I can't give you a specific interview, but what I can give you is I love the moments when someone in my similar situation or may might be very different from mine, but when they say that I've inspired them and I'm the reason why, they got out of depression or why they wanted to start a podcast or speak their mind, because in some way, shape, or form, I want to be a voice for people that may not have one.
Dude, I think it's so beautiful, and you having that as your top priority is exactly what's going to make you succeed, because When you're putting good out into the world and you're doing the right thing, the world gives it right back. And, so many people are into things for the wrong reasons. But if in your heart you are doing something with that sort of a mindset, then you are already, honestly, one of the most successful people I've ever come across.
And I consider us friends, and honestly,
Of course, it's been how long have we been staying in touch for?
probably like 4 or 5 years, but we first spoke over 2 years ago on the on Zoom like this. But it's been such a joy because in that summer when the Dream Suite album came out, I was in a transitional period in my life, because when I was younger, from when I was 3 years old to when I was 6 years old, I went to this school for kids with disabilities, and that summer was my last summer going there, and then I had to go to public school, and your album was one of the things that got me through that.
Which one? The Dream Street album?
Yeah.
Cool, man. I love that. And that is the best part of music, because I've heard similar stories about all kinds of different albums. And I love that, man. Thank you for sharing that.
That too is what I like to do. We're having this conversation, but it's also about sharing stories. You're not just answering questions, you're getting a glimpse into my life and my world and what matters to me. And I feel like that's what's missing a lot in these mediums.
Yeah, and I'm really happy that also your listeners get to hear that, because that's a very important part of the show. I mean, at the end of the day, you're the star.
For a while, I never used to bring up my disability on this podcast, period.
Yeah, well, look,
I'm glad
we
that
all
I
are
do.
who we are, and I'm glad you do too, man, because like you said, it's empowering people. And that's a really awesome thing to be able to do, and to have the gift to be able to do.
So where can people connect with you, and what have you got going on as we wrap this up?
Yeah, I'm all over the internet. I'm all over social media. It's Greg Raposo, GREGRAPOSO. And you can't miss me. I'm not verified yet, only on Twitter, and it's the
That's a
only one I
problem.
don't use. I'm not verified, but it's just my name. I don't have too many posers. And I've got some albums coming out, actually. I got a few albums in the works. I just dropped an album called Dead Celebrities, and I'm doing shows here and there with those guys back from the dead in 2009. And I've still got my City Country project going. I got a couple City Country albums on its way out. And that's the stuff that I'm recording out of Nashville. It's a whole different kind of sound. There's a City Country album on the way. We have a Dream Street song that we just released. Who knows where that's gonna go? And so I've got all these things, and I'm living my best life. And I got a 3-month-old at home, and a 3-year-old, and a 5-year-old, and a 7-year-old, a really hot wife. And life is good, man.
I'm honored that you would take a little bit of time to chat with me, and
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm honored that you reach out to me. So I hope you keep doing it, and I'm sure we'll be hanging out for the next 5 years, the next
perfect.
50 years.
All right, man, we'll talk to you.
All right, Bob, take it easy. Have a good night.
Yep, you too.